Colm Eastwood is today expected to announce that he's stepping down as leader of the SDLP after 9 years in the job. The 41-year-old took over the leadership of the party in 2015 and has been the MP for Foyle since 2019. The US Unionists are already looking for a new leader, and the DUP have also changed leader this year too. Joining us on the line now to discuss this is our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Morning, Conor. When did this news break?
Well, Galvin, I think we first started to get word of it around about 10 o'clock last night. We realised that something was afoot. The jungle drums were beating a little. And then around about an hour later, Belfast Irish News newspaper broke the story in its online edition, and others then followed up. At 6 a.m. this morning, then, we got a one-line notification from the SDLP press office that Colm Eastwood was due to do a press conference at noon in his native city. No indication in that one-line statement of what the purpose of the news conference is to be, but it's now generally accepted that Colm Eastwood is at noon today going to announce his resignation after 9 years in charge of his party.
So why is he going, and why now?
Well, that's a good question. He's only 41, although he's a political veteran. He feels like he's been around for quite some time, and perhaps that's part of the problem. Maybe he feels he has been around for quite some time. There have been speculation about his leadership in the run-up to July's general election, but that was in the context of him potentially losing his seat. Of course, he retained it, but with a greatly reduced majority. I think he's expected to say it's time for change today. I mean, when he took over the party, he said he wanted to rejuvenate it and bring it back to winning ways. But the reality is that the long, slow electoral decline of the SDLP has continued under his leadership, and he may just feel it's simply time to hand the baton to somebody else.
And who will that be? Will Claire Hannah be anointed, or will there be a contest between her and Matthew O'Toole?
Well, that's not clear yet, but certainly those two would be the main candidates. I mean, Claire Hannah, the SDLP's other MP, the MP for South Belfast and Mid Down, she's probably the favourite, I would imagine. Like Colm Eastwood, an excellent communicator. Matthew O'Toole, another strong performer, the party's Stormont leader. I'd say he's also likely to come under some pressure, perhaps to throw his hat into the ring. But I imagine we'll find out in the course of today what the view of the MLA grouping is around some of that. Only MLAs and MPs can be candidates, I believe. So at the moment, that's just a pool of around about 10 people to pick from.
What's the point of the SDLP now?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, that may go to some of the rationale behind Colm Eastwood's decision. I mean, you think back to 1998, you think back to the Good Friday Agreement, that image of Bono, of U2 holding aloft the arms of John Hume and David Trimble in the Waterfront Hall as they campaigned for a yes in the Good Friday Agreement referendum. I mean, the US Unionists and the SDLP were really the two big beasts of that political negotiation. They effectively, between them, negotiated the Good Friday Agreement. Quarter of a century on, both have been completely overtaken by their rivals, the DUP and Sinn Féin. And it's ironic that both the SDLP and the Ulster Unionists are left looking for leaders at the moment. Doug Beattie of the Ulster Unionist Party resigned 10 days ago. So both the SDLP and the Ulster Unionists are now, having come from that height of 1998, at this stage are both left looking for leaders at the minute, and both with a very small pool of potential successors.
Yes, and just ironic also that the next likely leader of the Ulster Unionist Party is Mike Nesbitt, who got into trouble for trying to encourage his voters to give their second preference to the SDLP. And the SDLP are likely to elect a leader who once almost walked away from the party over a potential alliance with Fianna Fáil.
Yes, and that is all the nature of politics. And I mean, we don't know what way the process will work out here in respect of the election of the next SDLP leader, but I think we're going to get some of that detail today. But all of those factors are going to be in the mix now as we move forward.
Conor, thank you. That's Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent.